fighting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, I don't know if we've solved anything here, but a friend of mine posted that it was her birthday yesterday and specifically requested money as a gift. Not, you know, not openly like, give me cash, but certainly, hey, it's my birthday. Who's going to bless me with a few dollars? And then posting a link to her Venmo account.
Which, does that matter, by the way?
Yeah, it
does. How she wants the money? Because, you know, old days, right? Grandma would put a $5 bill in an envelope and mail it to you. And then maybe later on, you received money in other ways. Now it's so easy, you know, with these different ways to just have somebody else, boom, shoot money right into your account. Does that mean, does it feel even less personal what she's asking for?
I don't think she cares.
Does it matter? I know she may not care. However she gets the money, she's fine with.
But it matters.
But does it even seem less personal? Yeah. And I'm on her side. I think she's probably just having fun. But I'm just saying, does it strike you as even more sort of callous and give me money when it's like, here's my bank account information?
It's, yeah.
Right? Because if she'd have just said, hey, who wants to send me some cash? Then you feel like, oh, you're just kind of having fun.
Correct.
But you're like, no, here's the link to my account.
That's what put it over the edge. And the second time that she did it in a day with the same link. 844-4WW-SHOW. We're trying to figure out if this is actually a thing. I think Stuart has some more insights for us. Stuart, you're on with Woody Wilcox.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that you call Woody ma'am. What's up, Stuart?
Oh. No, I was just, the 29-year-old thing, I agree completely. That's too much. I mean, when you're 20 and under, that's perfectly fine. But after that, no more. I mean, you got to make your own money. Do your own thing.
How old are you, Stuart?
I'm 30, so I'm right there at 29, and every single one of the girls I went to school with still does it, still puts it up on Facebook, still asks for money, still does anything. Hey, who's coming out and buying me drinks? It's too much.
Oh, so you have friends who are that same age who are asking for money on their birthday?
Yeah, well, it's not just money. I mean, it's anything that's free that is categorically given to them free.
and are you saying that this is a female only, that you don't have guy friends that are doing the same thing?
Most of the people don't even ask for anything that are guys that I know of. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I am saying that, you know, I'm not a Facebook norm. I don't see it, but every single pop-up, if I see a birthday and it's somebody that I know, usually I used to want to say, hey, happy birthday, but all I ever see now, half of them have got like a, hey, let's buy, you know, enough to go out and get something to drink and breakfast. And it ends up being, you know, $130. I'm sitting there thinking, I didn't get $130 ever from my birthday from parents or friends combined. So, it's just too much.
I agree with you. 844-4WW-SHOW. And by the way, this is the time to friend Wilcox because he thinks it's perfectly fine.
I just think she's having fun. You know, it's her birthday. Cut her a little bit of a break. I think it's just good-natured and, you know, it maybe reminds somebody that she's having a birthday and maybe she connects with an old friend.
I would have agreed with you initially if it was just posted once. But when you post twice on the same day, so who's buying me lunch? And then the app thing again, you know, the link, now you've gone too far, right?
Eric on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox, I can't believe you guys are making me side with man bod Woody.
I'm a dad bod.
You're neither. I'm 31, and I hate social media and millennials because of stuff like this.
Danielle is on the line. Danielle, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's up? Is this a thing?
I'm a 29-year-old girl, and there is no way that this is a thing. I mean, I think all the people that are saying that they see this on their pages, they need new friends.
I agree with you, but Wilcox seems to think it's a thing.
I'm saying I think she's just having fun. I'm not saying
I don't think it's having fun. I mean, no. You just don't do that. It's tacky. You're 29. Grow up.
That's harder for some people than for others, Danielle.
I mean, I would unfriend right there.
Well, I'm glad you're saying it as a woman, because if I say it, I'm like the old bee, you know?
Oh, no. No, I mean, if I see that, I haven't seen it. But if I had to, I would unfriend right there. That is not a thing. I mean, no. You just don't do that. Rude.
All right. Appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
Well, but I believe this voicemail message may say that people do it.
Good morning, fellas. On the topic of the
woman asking for, you know, money for her birthday. I actually have a friend who is well into her 30s, 36, something like that. For weeks leading up to her birthday, she will start posting, hey, it's my birthday. My birthday's in 3 weeks. Start planning out your presents now. You can send them to my office. Blah, blah, blah. PM me if you want the address. And I know she's sort of joking about it, but at the same time, she really wants it. She has texted me personally saying, I get so jealous when everybody else gets flowers. Why don't I get flowers? I just want flowers. Just send me flowers. I want attention.
Mm.
You know, and this is every birthday. Like I said, weeks. And so it's not just the young, you know, as you say, the younger crowd, the 29-year-olds. No. She does this every year. And that's why I had to delete her. So I totally agree. I think it is selfish and just obnoxious. Thank you.
Fezline is our voicemail. That's how Mike left that message at 704-FEZ-3200. And I, you know, we've certainly seen that sort of I want mentality, even from people on this show.
I want some dong.
So it is, it's certainly ugly when we hear it that way.
But I didn't put my account up there. I want some dong.
Do you have a dong account?
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Whoa, that's a good way to start. You all right?
Man. No, I'm not all right. Are you kidding me?
Woo!
It's one of those mornings. It's one of those mornings.
What do you mean it's one of those mornings?
Well, I woke up later than I intended to. So, you know, I wasn't late for work, but I was late for doing the things that I like to do prior to work, i.e. taking a shower. I don't know for some of you if that's a big deal or not, but it's such a huge deal for me. You know, I don't like my hand. It just affects everything. My hands are sweating now.
It's mental.
Nope. I wish it was, Chelsea. I really, really do.
Wait. Your hands are sweating because you didn't take a shower.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How's that possible?
I don't know. I'm not a neurologist. I wish I was.
Go put some water on your face.
Did that.
Did you?
Yes. I don't know what it is. I don't know which body part it is that prevents that. But some, when I, you know, something about the shower, it fixes that. And I don't know.
I don't believe that it's a physiological thing.
Chelsea, I don't even think about it. I don't think about it. I get in here. I go about my business. I'm like, what's going on with my hands? That's right. Yeah, I don't go, oh, I didn't take a shower. I'm going to be horrible. I didn't take a shower. I'm going to be horrible. I go, I try to do my normal thing. And then something reminds me that I didn't take a shower. I swear to you, it's not mental. I don't know. But it's like, Woody's probably been watching me. I'm sitting here wiping my hands, and I don't know what it is.
Are you smelling yourself, and you smell so horrible that your hands are sweating?
No.
All right.
Are we going to be able to do this?
Nope. I don't think so.
That's fine.
I just don't think so.
Roll it on back home.
Can we? Is there an option for that? Because if there's an option for that, I feel like we should have taken it, you know, years ago.
At least hours ago.
I will say this. This makes me feel better. It doesn't fix it, but come in this morning, and or I guess I saw it this morning. It must be from last night. Jack has posted on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, hey, Woody, I just caught your pants. Big fan. Listen every morning.
Hells yeah.
For those of you that are not in Charlotte or in the Carolinas and are listening elsewhere, we had a big concert last night. And that's one of the problems is we were up very late, yep. Later than normal. That's why all the schedule was thrown off and I didn't take a shower and now my hands are sweating. Anyway, sidebar, Jack caught Woody's pants. I know exactly what he's talking about. Last night at the concert, Woody was wearing, and you may want to sit down for this, zip off pants.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
Not the whole thing, but the pants that start out as pants and then you zip them off at the knee and then they're short.
Your jealousy is palpable.
That's right. It is my jealousy. That's exactly what's happening.
Jack, why would you touch those?
So we go out to introduce the band and we're on stage and I ask the audience, can everybody tell? Because at that point, Woody was wearing shorts as far as anybody could tell.
Right.
And I asked if anybody could tell that Woody was wearing zip-off pants. And everyone apparently could tell that Woody was wearing zip-off pants. I didn't know it was quite so obvious from, 500 rows back. But apparently it was. And at that point, Woody rips the bottom part of his pants out of his pockets where he's apparently been storing them and starts twirling them around like a stripper might after she's taken off an article of clothing.
Right.
And then slowly throws both pant legs into the crowd. And then so I started the chant.
Throw them back.
Throw them back. Throw them back. You know, because something like at a baseball game, if the opposing team hits a home run and somebody catches it, the crowd implores them to throw that home run ball back on the field. You don't want that because that was your opponent that hit that home run, much like Woody's pants. And so eventually both pant legs came rocketing back up on stage.
It was funny.
And then Woody grabbed them and did like the flossing between the crotch thing. It was really awful. It was really.
Now you want to come to a concert with us,
and
don't you?
I have a feeling someone probably left with hepatitis. And Woody at iHeartMedia.com is how you can get your doctor bill money.
At the very least, pink eye. I agree with you on that.
And so apparently Jack was on it because when did he send this? Oh, that was this. No, it was last night, 8:06 p.m. So
right afterward, he's
literally a man caught your pants and was like, how soon can I get on Facebook and tell Woody that I caught his pants? Not soon enough is the answer. So, yeah, my hope is, and I'm sure that if you're listening right now in a city somewhere around this globe that's not in the Carolinas, my hope is that we'll come to every city and Woody will unzip his pants and throw them into the crowd. This is a dream of mine, and we'll see if we can make it a reality.
It's a dream for everybody involved.
I don't know, but we'll find out. So, yeah, that happened. Something else I was going to mention, but because I haven't taken a shower, my mind is not working 100%.
It's not that you stayed up. Well, you know what? For you, though.
I did. No, it was later than normal. I think it was after 1 last night that I went to bed. So it's, And what was really weird is I thought, because I really wanted to get in here early. There's a lot of stuff we needed to do. And so I set the alarm for 3:20. And so I would have gotten maybe 2 hours of sleep.
It's a nap.
And I actually got up. I woke up and I'm like, look at that. I did it. Because I was concerned I wouldn't be able to do it. And then I'm like, I'm so early. I'll just. And the next thing I know.
Right. Exactly.
Next thing I know, it's 2 hours later. Right. And I'm scrambling to get into work. And that's the worst. Everybody's had that feeling.
Yep.
Whether you get sweaty hands when you don't shower or not, everybody's had that feeling where you're late and you're just like, how did this happen? Because I was. So I'll tell you this. Here's the good news. We are going to find out what's weird on Craigslist. So that's going to happen. We'll do a round of Craigslist Prices Right. And, 4th of July right around the corner, you're obviously going to be getting some pants for somebody you love very much. But you don't know where to get them. Craigslist maybe is, not just pants, but almost anything.
No pants.
Okay.
I don't have that. But one of a kind pieces of gear for your home and for the office, for sure.
Okay. Here's the other positive. Comedian on the show today who I don't believe we've ever had in the studio with us. He was the winner like 4 years ago on Last Comic Standing. Rodman is going to join us hour and a half or so from now. I mean, that is if all goes as planned, which who knows? He may not have been able to shower. And
he may have seen me floss myself last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that may get in the way of that. But we're holding out hope. Also, we've got a round of course of It Happened in Florida. We'll all feel better about life after that. And we briefly touched on this yesterday. But I think, Chelsea, this is one that I'm going to need to run over with you because there was the story, and maybe you saw it already, because it hit the news yesterday, about the dude who they discovered. I don't know how you get from A to B without somebody seeing you, but they discovered him approaching a plane on the runway at the Atlanta airport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're all familiar. I don't care how much you fly. You're familiar with security at an airport, right?
Yes.
How does somebody end up literally approaching a plane on the tarmac after it's just landed to the point that he was on the wing?
What?
How does that happen?
How's that even? Is he tall? Did he jump?
Well, I have some of those answers. That's why I bring it up, because yesterday I saw the headline and there was very little information. There's a bit more information today. And you being a native of Atlanta, Chelsea, and that's where this went down, I figured maybe you'd have some unique insight on this. So we'll dig into that. Plus, there's some things. If you're a soccer fan, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But Woody, I'm going to blow your mind with a piece of information about the World Cup, which is going on right now. And if you're not a soccer fan, that's okay. I think this transcends the sport itself. We'll dig into that in a chat coming up next to
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, we're going to do this.
And now it's time for the Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
Yeah, the G is silent.
Beep, 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 beep. On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
We touched on this, I feel like, later in the show yesterday when I first became aware of it, but didn't have a whole lot of information on it. And it happened in Atlanta, Georgia at the airport. And Chelsea, of course, is from Atlanta. So I thought maybe she'd have some insight into this scenario. Let me play just a clip from the, I believe this is their local news down there.
Video came to us from Twitter. It shows a man hoofing it across the tarmac at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Now, as he comes into focus, you can see he's barefoot and he's only wearing his underwear.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain back with you. The police have been notified. The entire Atlanta airport is shut down right now until they come out here and secure this guy.
Wow.
We'll keep you updated.
If you haven't seen the video on that yet, it's a plane that has just landed at Atlanta, and they're on the tarmac still. They're not even at the gate. They're out where, you know, you taxi in from the runway, and some dude in his underwear approaches the plane. Plane has to stop. Apparently, you heard him say they shut down the whole airport. And he, at one point, apparently was on the wing. He was on the wing.
How do you even get up there?
I don't know.
Did he bring a step stool with him?
He's a good athlete. Part of the time he was out there, he was doing sit-ups.
Well, dude, when you're in your underwear, you want to look good.
Well, yeah, I guess that, you know, when you're, you know, that into it, you you don't let the fact that you're on a plane or next to a plane on the runway, you know, slow down your workout regime. So that's what happened. He scaled a 12-foot fence is the further information that we have now.
Oh my God, that's very athletic.
Is this the next American Ninja Warrior type of course where you have to scale a 12-foot fence and then do sit-ups on an airplane wing?
We can't stop a person from jumping a fence, said Atlanta's police major Timothy Peak. There are plenty of laws to deter activity. Unfortunately, they don't stop activity, was his quote yesterday in reference to this guy. So any of you that thought you wanted to get on an airplane or an airport runway, apparently they're not really going to stop you.
Well, this is,
they're just going to try and say, hey, don't do that.
The Atlanta airport, one of the busiest, if not the busiest, year after year.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be, I mean, you could theoretically get hit by a plane, right?
Well, yes. Or, sadly, somebody who wished to do harm could probably do that as well. Stand by. There's more information.
Now, you see him holding what appears to be his pants, pointing and praying. No idea what he was saying, but folks in the plane were stunned.
What is he doing?
Police say he even jumped onto the wing of the plane and started pounding on the windows at one point.
What?
On the wind, what?
I mean,
that's like a scene from a movie when somebody's leaving.
You scream at the pilot, hit the accelerator.
If it's this easy, how has this not happened before?
It's not that easy. This man has some kind of ninja skills. That who's who's climbing a 12-foot fence, getting on a wing of a plane?
So it's not an Atlanta thing, Chelsea, because I was coming to you, hopefully, for some insight on
It's hot there.
Right.
It can go to your head.
Just start to go crazy.
You've been in traffic for a very long time.
Okay.
It's an intense experience to be in that city. Lost it, maybe.
Well, if you're flying anywhere in the next couple of days, maybe this is the new thing to keep flying interesting. Maybe we've decided that it's kind of like, hey, there should be a prize in the Cracker Jack box. And if you, I don't know, maybe this is... If you find the airport with the guy on the runway, then you get a prize, or your next flight is 50% off or something. Maybe they ought to at least try to turn this into a promotion.
Like the prize, you get to sit on the tarmac an extra hour because we've shut down the airport.
Speaking of prizes and games, so more World Cup action yesterday, Woody, and I know how much you love soccer and specifically the World Cup. I thought this was one of the better headlines yesterday. Sweden 3, Mexico 0. And it says, Sweden crushes Mexico, both teams advance. That's exactly, and it's one of the reasons that if you say, that's why I don't like soccer, that you would be in the right on that. That's one of those scenarios that I want to say is unmatched in any other sport. I'm a big soccer fan, so you got to understand where this is coming from. But the fact that in the World Cup, you can have a headline that says one team crushes the other and they both advance to the next round. That seems to be a problem in my mind. But know what? Maybe stronger minds can prevail in this one.
But I saw on SportsCenter the reason that Mexico went on is because Germany got their ass kicked by South Korea. And they were showing video in Mexico of the nationals there singing in front of the Korean embassy, like, yeah, thank you. It was hysterical. They were throwing Korean people into the air, like on those blankets. Like, it was like, yeah, thank you for beating Germany. We get to go to the next round. And I was like, this is why I don't understand soccer.
Right. Well, it's very confusing this first round because they play like a round robin and they play everybody, I don't know, it seems like three times. And then if you tie enough, you could advance. It's
right.
That part is weird. I'll grant you. That's part of the World Cup specifically that is a little bit tougher to figure out. Now they move on and there's this, I think they call it the knockout round. And then it is, I think, just you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
And then we can all sort of figure out how that works from there. I mean, you said it's because Korea crushed Germany. Well, I mean, what? Korea won 2-0. Germany's out. It's a double elimination thing. But Sweden beat Mexico 3-0, but Mexico advances. So your answer doesn't answer the question. Mm. It still seems very strange. So that all happened as well. There was something else that I wanted to mention, and I can't think of it because my hands are still sweating because I haven't taken a shower this morning. By the way, thanks to those of you that I appreciate the support. That's very kind of you, including Alex. Quote, I completely agree with Wilcox about the shower thing. I could be completely clean, but if I miss my morning shower, my hands feel grimy. That is exactly what happens for me, Alex. I appreciate your support. We're going to get through this, maybe. I do know we've got a round of it happen in Florida. I think we can get to that, and I think we're going to get to it next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So three stories is what Woody and I have here that we're going to share with you as part of what we call It Happened in Florida. All three stories that we're going to share are true. They could have happened anywhere all over the world. You've got to find out which one of them went down in Florida. Consistently the biggest producer of nuts in the, I don't mean nut, I mean like crazy. I don't know they make a lot of nuts in Florida, but you spot the Florida story first to win. Woody's got story number one.
Story number one is, it immediately reminded me of Chelsea, who's always talking about how karma is going to come back and bite you in the butt sometimes, especially when you're doing bad stuff. Right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Dude in story number one decided, you know what? I love my life. I love taking upskirt photos. And It's time for me to advance my life to buying a new camera for my shoe that will help me take upskirt photos. Chelsea, I told you this is about how karma gonna bite you in the butt. Before he could even use it, he strapped it to his shoe and the battery exploded, damaging his foot. Why do we know about this? He turned himself into the police department saying, I'm doing bad stuff. I bought a camera to take upskirt photos and immediately blew up and injured my foot.
Turned himself in.
Turned himself in. Sad thing is, he never got a chance to take those pictures or videos, and so they couldn't arrest him for anything, but the chief did, quote, counsel the man on his actions, then released him. He is in the hospital to treat his foot. Isn't in Florida, where instant karma, buying the camera to take upskirt photos, blew up on his foot.
Let me ask you this, and this is important. We talk about this far too much because it happens far too much, and that is what I'm going to call misuse of the 911 system. Obviously, the 911 system is there for all of us. I mean, there's going to come a time, probably, where you may need to call 911. You want them to be free and clear. You want them to be able to handle your call and get out the appropriate authorities. So how many times calling 911 for something that's not an emergency before you get arrested and have some sort of police activity against you?
Twice.
You think twice is the number?
Once may be a mistake, as we get emails quite frequently here at the radio station telling us not to call 911.
But if you call once because you thought the cop was cute and you want him to come back, I feel like once is enough to get charged with something.
I agree with Chelsea. Point. That would have been my answer, because in this case, the man, I think, is well aware this isn't a mistake. He has called 911 118 times in the last 3 years.
Wow.
No, don't clap for that. That's not something you clap for. Now,
I'm clapping because he hasn't been arrested.
Why would he call 911 118 times? For zero emergencies, by the way. One time he called and asked the cops to bring him a glass of milk. One time it was because he couldn't find his cell phone. One time he had lost his remote control. And the list goes on. Now, obviously, he's been arrested. No. And each time they came out to his house. What's happening? He would never answer the door when the cops came out, and they eventually would just leave. Well, apparently the 118th time is a charm, because they have finally put out a warrant for his arrest for misusing the 911 system. And not a minute too soon.
So you figure 118 times, that's roughly 40 times a year, which is roughly
three
every
a month.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But never been arrested for it.
How's that possible?
That's what I'm telling you. Okay. Is it Florida? You tell me. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story, oddly, also has to do with the 911 system, although I think for a more legitimate cause. A woman called 911 because the McDonald's that she was visiting ran out of chicken McNuggets. Who's with me? Right?
No, that's not a legitimate reason either.
What do you mean it's not a legitimate reason?
I'm just saying I'm not with you.
When you get that McNugget craving, it's an emergency. You go to McDonald's, you order your McNuggets, they take your money like they did in story number three.
I mean, I know how that part works. I'm just saying I'm not with you. She shouldn't be calling 911.
And what is... Go ahead.
Go.
What does she think is going to happen? Because we've heard 911 when the order's screwed up. But are they going to manufacture some kind of nuggets that they don't have? How the police help in that situation?
You don't know that the cops have emergency nuggets? For just that reason?
They carry them in the trunk of their car.
Yep.
Next to the SWAT gear.
Right. And the tear gas, yeah. The nuggets.
The 27-year-old woman purchased a 10-piece McNugget meal, then was told by the assistant manager that they were out of McNuggets and that she would receive different items, and she was like, oh, hell no. Wanted her money back, but was told that it was company policy never to give refunds. That's why she called 911, which I don't believe is the case at McDonald's. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I've never worked there, but it's not company policy to, quote, never give refunds.
You work at McDonald's, you got to think fast on your feet. I mean, you got a lot of weird stuff. I do feel like any business that says it's our policy to never give refunds, that's a bold step. It's like an insurance company that has a never pay policy.
She told the cops who arrived on the scene, this is an emergency. If I would have known they didn't have McNuggets, I wouldn't have given them my money.
Agreed. So, I mean, if that's really what happened, then she is partly in the right on this.
Was it in Florida where they were out of McNuggets? So she called 911. Paige is up first to try and solve our quiz. Paige, all three stories actually happened. One of them went down in the plywood state. Can you tell us which one?
I'm thinking the McNugget story, number three.
McNuggets is the story. Nice job. She called actually three different times. That was part of the problem. Fort Pierce, Florida is where that one went down.
And the man who called 911 118 times before they finally said, you know what? We probably ought to try and put a stop to this. Guess where, Chelsea?
Not Atlanta again.
Atlanta again.
It's hot.
People are climbing on planes on the tarmac and doing sit-ups in their underwear, and they're calling 911 to find remote controls and not getting arrested for it. Come to Atlanta. Stay for the crazy.
Yes, that's the sign.
Isn't it?
And in the Florida Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin is where the 32-year-old man bought a shoe camera so that he could take upskirt photos. And as soon as he applied it to his shoe, it exploded. I think that's God's way of saying, don't do that.
That's the Florida of the Midwest, by the way. Did you mention that?
I did. As a matter of fact, you haven't showered, so I'm going to forgive you.
Man, I tell you, something is not right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
There's lots of places where you can shop online, but the best place to go shopping online has got to be Craigslist. Not for the prices. I'm talking about for the crazy. The ability to get things that you just simply cannot get anywhere else. And I got to tell you, a collection of items, if you work in an office, a couple of items that you're definitely going to want to have as a showpiece. If you've got clients coming in, they're going to be like, what? I don't want to hear the proposal. I'm giving my business to you immediately. Just because of that. Did you get that on Craigslist? I could tell you got that on Craigslist. I've never seen an item like this, but perfect for the office. And something for the quitter in your life. If you have a quitter, you know, we all have that friend who's like, I was going to do this, but then I just decided to quit. Item for them and a couch. We're going to find out what people are asking for these.
I feel like we can buy a couch a lot of places. That doesn't strike me as an interesting item.
Better be special.
It is a special couch. We'll find out how it's special, and we'll try and guess what people are asking for these one-of-a-kind pieces of gear. We're going to play Craigslist Prices Right, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox.
All right, well, I guess we got to do this. When I say got to, I mean get to. That hokey music means that it's time for some Craigslist Prices Right, where Woody has gathered some of the strange things that are out there on Craigslist, and now Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, will try to figure out how much money, theoretically, is going to exchange hands with some of these items and services on Craigslist. So, of course, just like regular Prices Right, closest to the actual amount, but not over, you get a point, and most points, you win. That's how that works, so... Who are our contestants, Woody?
Alan is up first. Good morning, Alan. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just heading to work.
Nice. Taking you on is going to be Heather. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. Awesome. All right.
Well, you guys know how this works, so we'll start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody?
Thanks to Brett, who found this on Craigslist and immediately thought, gee, that seems like a weird item. I'm going to send it to Woody. When you're on Craigslist, you can do the same. Woody at iHeartMedia is the way you can send it in. It's a couple of couches that I need gone yesterday. Listing goes like this. All right, here's the deal. I have these completely average ass couches. I assume he meant some sort of punctuation there, and it's just a regular couch, not just an ass couch. It continues.
I'm sorry, how do you miss punctuation on the word ASS? What are you saying?
Average ass couches is what it says.
Is that assorted?
I don't know.
No, he's saying average ass couches.
Ah.
Woody's just putting the emphasis on a different word. Trying to make it funny.
I have no idea.
Not sure if he's succeeding.
These couches have been here about 2 weeks too long. They were like new 5 years ago. Now they're at best a 6 out of 10. These couches are not a painting of the Mona Lisa. These couches have seen some stuff. And undoubtedly, they've been loved on a time or two by my friends. I hit them with some bleach wipes, so you're G2G. I had to look that up. That means good to go.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that, Chelsea. G2G? Anyway, these couches have killed a handful of people carrying them up and downstairs. They've been thrown over the balcony once, been landed on and loaded on to too many trucks to count. but I need to get rid of them. Here are the pros. They come from a non-smoker house. As long as you don't consider weed smoke smoke. I have never had any animals on this couch. And these are, I'll even throw in the pillows that I got with them. The cons, well, you can see the damage in the pictures. They're very heavy couches. And they've been thrown over a balcony once before, as I described above. At this price, my loss is your gain. It's time to pass the goodness that is these couches on to somebody else.
$50.
$50 is the bid from Wilcox. All right, Chelsea?
$100.
Gotcha. Alan, what do you think?
$150.
$150. Heather?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price. Nice job, Alan. $150 is it for two couches.
That wasn't fun for me.
No, I agree. I don't know why you started with that one. Let's move on to item number two.
Item number two, thanks to Bethany who found these and emailed it to me, woody@iHeartMedia, when you find something. It is small, elegant shoes with succulent plants in them. I have three ladies' shoes with succulent plants growing in them. We use these as decorations at my last office, and when I was let go, my boss said I could take them with me. So I've decided to sell them on Craigslist. These are three high-heeled shoes with succulent plants growing in them.
That looks like weeds, not, well, I guess at the bottom that's a succulent. Are these real or are these fake?
Those are real shoes, Chelsea.
No, the plants.
Those are real plants as well, I'm assuming.
Cool Beans, I think we need at the bottom there's a succulent. I don't know if there's something to that. Go ahead and grab that from her.
Just like anything with suck in it.
We need that too. But that's not just what I like. Well, Chelsea, you're going to have to bid on small, elegant shoes with succulent plants.
I'm sorry, is this a lot?
All three of them, yes, at one price.
$30.
$30 is the bid from Chelsea. Alan?
$50.
$50, gotcha. Heather?
$60.
$60, gotcha.
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price is $7 for all three shoes.
Seven.
Yay. Because when you ask for seven, Chelsea, maybe you'll get five.
In your face, first of all. Second of all, Heather, you're going to need item number three because Alan's got a one-zip lead on you here. You could force a tiebreaker round. Woody, what do we have for item number three?
Thanks to Robert, who found this on Craigslist. And this one's a little bit different in the fact that it's somebody who's looking to hire. I need a muscular ginger to help me out with a photo shoot. Ginger, of course, being a redhead, in case you didn't know that. This is a one-time photo project. I've been working on a fictional family portrait, and I already have 8 characters. You would be the 9th. You're going to be the adult son who's a bodybuilder. I need you to be redheaded and different than all the rest. Your image would appear partially faded to imply one of two things. Either you have died, or you're showing up unexpectedly. The shoot will be taking place in my basement and will take approximately 3.5 to 4 hours.
You're going to suffer before you die.
Please oil up before showing up, as I do not have baby oil at my house.
Hard to drive when you oil up first, right?
I think we're going to need that too.
I'm not quite sure. Muscular ginger, and it's a photo shoot.
I mean, you're posting an ad. You'd have time to get baby oil from the time that you posted the ad until when this ginger shows up.
Look at me. I'm Wilcox. I know where they sell baby oil, and I've got time on my hands.
Alan, if you could seal this deal, you're going to walk away with a win. What do you think for the 3.5-hour photo shoot for the ginger who needs to bring his own oil or her? Do we know?
Doesn't say.
Okay, so we don't even know the sex?
I am assuming man.
I don't know.
Since it's muscular, I would think male.
Well,
it can be ginger and muscular and female.
True.
What do you think, Alan?
$150.
Gotcha. And Heather? Sorry, what's that?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price is $150. Nice job, Alan. Holy mackerel. He bid 150 twice and nailed it twice.
Heather, tough break for you. We appreciate the efforts, but Alan is clearly going to walk away with the win on this particular round. Good day to get on the Craigslist, too. Pick up a perhaps a couch or two. Maybe stare at your succulent while it's in your shoe. And then die in some dude's basement while you're oiled up after a ride over.
If you're oiled up, you can slip away easier.
If you find something odd out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it to Woody, and maybe we'll use it next time when we play a round of Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, I will tell you this before we get into anything else. If all goes as planned, comedian Rodman is going to join us in the studio here in the next, 15 minutes or so. You may remember him as the winner a few seasons back on the show.
Last Comic Standing.
That's the one. I almost said America's Funniest Videos. That went in my head, and I'm like, that's not right. Why would you say that? And then I couldn't come up with the actual show. Again, late night, no shower this morning. I just am not going to get through this. It's going to just go this way the whole show, unfortunately. Anyway, we've never had Rod on the show before, and I actually thought it was very funny when he was on the show that Chelsea just mentioned. So we'll get him in and chat and find out what's going on in life, and that's coming up in the next 15 minutes or so.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but when it comes from a trusted friend, I think sometimes it's a little bit better. There's no easy way to say this, but...
Just say it.
The fad of big butts is out, says a celebrity dermatologist.
Now, it sounded like you said the fad of big butts is out, says a celebrity dermatologist.
That's correct.
Obviously, that's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said. And I'm sure Sir Mix-a-Lot is beside himself at this point. Because it's been a good run.
Are you sneaking a science update in on us without playing the actual intro?
No. Dr. Harold Lancer has reported that the fad of the gigantic butt augmentation is on its way out. Quoting here, people wanting distortion of their rear end is in its last death throes. Right? For a long time, it's been in fashion to have some junk in that trunk. And this doctor, who has performed many a surgery to enlarge the gluteal area, is one of those guys who would say, look, I'm not doing it as much as I used to anymore. He would be the expert to tell us when the fad of the big butt is going bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
That's something a dermatologist does.
Yeah. I'm confused about that as well.
Well, he's using certain fillers and injections, so yeah, to plump up the area. He's not like a plastic surgeon who would go in there and physically put implants in the area. His is a more outpatient procedure rather than the inpatient.
It takes a lot of filler, though.
Filler? I hardly know her.
I'm not going to allow that. Even though you haven't showered, I'm not going to give you carte blanche just to throw that out there. So I hope we can all take a moment, breathe a little bit, remember the good times, maybe pour a little bit out for the big butt, and then, you know.
Maybe pour a little bit out for the big butt. Yes. What are you saying?
You know, you pour a little bit out for the homies that have passed off.
Step into my office.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
It's over.
All right.
It is over.
I don't think that's accurate. We don't need that.
Sit down.
That's plenty. Thank you for the update, Woody. That's much needed. We will chat with comedian Rodman, winner of what's it called again?
Last Comic Standing.
I've got a block on it now. I can't even think of the name of the show, and you just said it. We'll chat with him next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, the man sitting in here was the winner. What's the name of the show again, Chelsea?
Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing. And I believe it's the first time on our show, right? Have we established that, Rodman?
We have established that. This is the first time on the Wilcox and Woody. Or Woody and Wilcox.
Thank you. No, it's Wilcox
and Woody. Okay.
You
got it right the first time.
Who are we going with first? All right, see, people say, I don't want to cause no controversy this morning.
I feel disrespected.
Okay, all right.
Well, it was about time.
What in
really?
I got you, What's
and
up,
Chelsea?
What's up?
And Chelsea,
how you doing, Chelsea?
People ask me, they're like, why isn't your name on the show? I'm like, I don't want any part of that because I want to be able to get another job when we get fired.
You know they do that on TV with you get a whiff on that, so you can get that in your next contract, a whiff.
Yeah, in the next contract.
Yeah, right. Next contract.
Yeah. That'll play out.
No extra money, but you get one word.
Right.
Yeah, but nah, it's cool to be here, man. I came in and they got a lot of tape on the floor. They told me the building is sinking.
That's true.
That's what it said. The building is sinking on the roof and the floor. So I don't know if that's going to happen today. So I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
We'll make this work.
We got to get in and out.
The clock is ticking. Yeah, he's right. It's funny. I think we've occasionally shot some video out there. Truly, the floor is covered with little pieces of yellow and blue tape.
Yeah. And the ceiling got tacks.
So what's happening? Truly, the building is like caving in to the like ravine behind us, and they're drilling holes and filling them with like a foam or
it's a concrete,
I don't even know what it is.
Concrete and epoxy and foam.
But are they doing that? I feel like the tape has been on there for months.
it's been a long process.
Well, there's 500 holes that they have to drill.
Oh.
And they're on like number 150.
Nah, they on 5,000.
that may be true. Yeah.
Ain't no more duct tape left. That's masking tape.
I notice you have a you're sporting the Bama hat.
See, that's where the confusion come in. Know your A's. That's Atlanta Braves with the Bama colors. See, cause my daughter go to she go to Alabama, so I told her
that's not a Bama hat.
It's not a Bama hat.
That's a Braves hat.
Braves hat. Bama colors.
Okay.
And Braves doing great this year, too.
Can't follow baseball. I grew up an Oriole fan, and they suck. So it's really hard.
Not a good bird. Not a good bird.
Yeah. It's not really ferocious.
Yeah. Well, baseball is so long, too. It's just a long season. I clock in and clock out, and then when it gets to October, I clock back in.
By the way, as many times as I've mentioned I'm an Oriole fan, I've never heard anyone say, not a good bird.
Things, man. It's quick and fast. That's how my show go. It's gonna be a lot of punches in there. You gotta listen.
Pay attention.
It's about a lot of paying attention. You're gonna catch some of the stuff in the car. He did say that. You gotta take your time.
That's the good kind.
That's my catchphrase. Take your time. I like to be a part of your conversation when you're riding home.
For somebody who doesn't know, Rodman won a couple seasons ago on
Last Comic Standing.
That's what they call it. Yeah.
Do people still, is that a thing for you? It's like, hey, man, is that where a lot of people know you from?
It is a thing. Like, I just left Vermont, and that was my first time ever in Vermont. Okay. And they knew me from there. So, yeah, I'm kind of like a Starbucks now. I'm teaching racial bias training.
Starting with Vermont.
Starting with Vermont.
Good point.
Because my comedy is mass appeal. Down home field, mass appeal.
It
down
is.
Home field.
So I agree.
Everybody comes to a Rodman show and enjoy themselves.
True. Very observational. Is that a bad word?
No, that's a great word.
Okay,
go ahead.
I feel like it is.
I look at a lot of stuff. Observational. That's a good word.
Well, and you obviously have a... I think one of the things that comedians do best, right, is see the world that we all see, but then they find that one thing and they go... That's right. That is funny.
There you go. Because we all go through the same thing. So one of my bits is the self checkout. You know, we all check ourselves out, but we were like, why am I working here? Why I shouldn't? I came in as a shopper. I should be able to leave as a shopper, but they put you on the clock.
Right.
Yeah. Now I got to learn my fruit codes. I didn't know fruits had codes. It's a lot of different oranges out there. I learned that it's a lot of different oranges. You think it's an orange, but it's a tangerine loaf.
No, tangerine loaf.
Like what? A clementine. I didn't know nothing about no clementine.
Oh my God.
Mandarins. Yeah, it's a lot of different oranges.
Those things just make me feel bad about myself because apparently I can't put things in the bag correctly and then
you gotta take something out.
Gotta ask somebody for assistance. Right. I'm like, I went to Georgia Tech for this. Like, I can't even put stuff in a bag.
There you go.
I'm gonna go to the grocery store today and see if there is a tangerine loaf.
It's a lot of tangelos out there, man. You got to be careful about them tangelos.
That's a great word. How long had you been doing comedy, like, in the professional sense prior to that show?
18, 19 years, somewhere in there. The thing was, the hardest for me was condensing down to 2-3 minute set for television.
Right.
And then you got lawyers and making say this and you may can't say that, this word, you can't say this word. So they had to know word for word what you're going to say on television because they got standards and practices.
Oh.
So
in a comedy club, I can say what I want to say. But on TV, we don't want no surprises. You can't just get up there and say
anything. That takes all of the
It can take some of the flavor out of it, but I'm a rule breaker every once in a while, so I broke a lot of rules on it still. Okay. But I, you know, I submit my set, and then I'm like, when I get out there, I don't know what I'm going to say. Right. So it's still live as a comedy, but it's definitely a television show.
Hmm.
Where as opposed to live comedy, like you come see me this weekend, it's live. You'll get a little bit of everything. You get the whole smokish boards.
The whole Tangelos.
All the Tangelos. You get all the Tangelos in your basket. Yeah, you get all those. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's awesome, man. You can follow him at Rodman Comedy on Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram as well. Yeah, all the social sites.
I noticed, by the way, on your Instagram that I feel like there's a rhythm. You're posting one really funny thing, and then you're posting something that it's a head scratcher. You got to think about it.
Yeah, well,
that's
I got
it. Sort of
inspiration,
philosophy.
Today's the day, so it's like always. I think that's life. You know, we joke and laugh, and then we have those introspective moments, like, oh, that does make sense right there. So I try to balance it out, because we all got different flavors how we go about life. So yeah, I try to give you a funny and then a little something for your mind.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I like
it. We should think about stealing something like that.
What, something for your mind?
Making people think.
Yeah, you gotta make people think.
We barely make people laugh.
Chelsea, we're not gonna ask your name for the show, Chelsea.
There goes your whiff.
Yeah. Your whiff is out there. Yeah, we're not gonna do
that. I'm just saying, let's just know our role.
But thank you, man, because a lot of people give me compliments on doing that. That's the thing I do in the morning. You know, I try to get my mind right, and I had a friend of mine. He's like, you should just put that on your social site, whatever.
Yeah,
and people take to it.
Yeah, well, it's because you're being real. You're not one dimensional. You're more than just telling jokes.
There's layers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's layers.
You pull that Tangeloaf back.
You gotta peel it. Get the juices. You want some juice?
I eat the skin of a Tangeloaf. Am I doing it wrong?
You're doing it all wrong.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you come out to the Comedy Zone, you get the juice from Rodman.
There you go.
That makes me
Rodman juice.
I got that juice.
Like, not like Gallagher, right? We're not putting up sheets.
No, we're not busting no watermelons. Yeah, you don't need no plastic on you.
He's the Rod Man. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all having y'all are warm.
I'm not sure how to tell you.
It's warm. It's warm. Y'all got the Bill Cosby book. I don't know how I feel about that.
Agree. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. All right. Shout out to Bill. We can do the Huxtable. Bring the Huxtable back. You bring the Connors back. Bring the Huxtables back.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
At Rodman Comedy is how you can follow him on Twitter.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Summertime. A lot of people probably taking some vacations, either now or coming up soon. And my family is no different. Matter of fact, so many times my family and I go on different vacations. not really. I mean, I don't know. That's probably, I know there are some families that probably do that.
They go on separate vacations?
I've heard of it, but that's not why I bring it up.
Called divorce.
No, in this case, yesterday, my wife and kids left to go on vacation. Now, eventually I'm going to join them, but somebody's got to work.
Daddy's got to bring home the bacon.
If you call this work. So yesterday they left. I think their flight was about 5 p.m. And before I went to bed last night, I had already killed one of the family pets. When I say killed, I feel like that's not, it was obviously unintentional.
Is it Klaus?
I don't have time to fill you in on the story.
What do you mean you don't have time to fill me in?
If you killed a cat, we need to know immediately.
Write on a piece of paper and show it to me right now.
Just like our friend Ryan Seacrest, I will tell you after the break.
Oh, my God.
This is important because I think we all go through this sort of process.
Killing family pets?
Trying not to, actually, is the process I'm referencing. So we may need your help at 844-4WW-SHOW if you've gone down this path before, unknowingly or unintentionally. But I will fill you in on my particular story coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I'd like your input on the time that you or someone you know had a mishap that ended up with a family pet passing on while they were in your care. I mentioned a second ago that my wife and kids, so my family, left to go on a vacation yesterday. They flew out of town, and I think they were, I think the flight was at about 5 p.m. Before I went to bed last night, I had already killed one of the family pets. Now, I laugh only because...
Was it the cat that you hate?
It was not a cat. It wasn't Klaus. No. I would never let that happen. But again, an accident. We have lost a fish. I don't know.
Is this the fish that was named
Bikini or Uranus? I don't know which one.
What happened to Enos?
What happened to Enos?
They both. There were three at one time: Bikini, Uranus, and Enos. two of them passed away long ago. This one was the outlier, and he had survived. I don't know which he was, honestly.
Why do you think it's your fault? I mean, fish die.
It's not my fault. That's what's funny about it, and that's why I feel... And I think, honestly, the family was kind of ready to move on anyway, so I don't... It's not going to be a huge tragedy in this particular case, because partly, as you mentioned, Chelsea, fish seem to not have a long life.
What did you do to cause this?
I didn't do anything.
Okay, so it's not really your fault.
No, I don't think so. Unless he just said, oh my God, the others are leaving, and sort of just thought, I can't go on.
Now, did one of your kids pack the fish for the trip, perhaps?
No. Okay. What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like, oh, I'm going to take the fish on vacation with me.
Well, no, how would I know he was dead? What do you mean, one of my kids packed the fish?
I guess I was thinking it was missing or you couldn't find it.
The fish was missing.
Did it jump out?
No, the fish
did, well, how did it go missing?
No, some pets can go missing. Fish rarely go missing, Woody. I feel like that's unlikely.
Well, I had cats. And yes. The cats would get into the fish tank.
No.
And the fish would go missing.
No, that's not how I deemed the fish was no longer with us. Obviously, I know a dead fish when I see one. It's not that he's just unaccounted for.
Okay.
But that would... Well, that'd be a better story.
Right. Lost the fish.
Within a few hours, fish just gone. Don't know where he is.
In my head, that's how I had it.
No.
It was a late night last night.
Right. One of your kids packed the fish? No. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. He's passed on. He's not MIA.
Thanks to Sean on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Wilcox, if you need a new pet, you can have both of my girlfriend's cats. I hate them. Well, I think he's got two cats already. He's fine with that.
Look, like I said, this, you know, I do like our pets for the most part. This isn't, I'm not wishing them death, and it's not, you know, fun when an animal dies. But in this case, like Chelsea said, this was imminent, you know.
He's probably just ready.
Thanks to Donnie, who says, my wife got up for work one day and she set our son's turtle on the front porch. Because the aquarium was starting to stink.
Mm.
We got home that evening, 96 degree heat, and she had turtle soup. I'm not sure I'm 100% following the story, but obviously your wife killed the turtle is what you're getting at.
Did you forget to bring it back in?
Our son is 21 now and still hasn't let us forget about the turtle incident. Yep. See, that's negligence, right? And I feel it's fine to throw your wife under the bus. I'm all for that as many times as you can.
Steve says, I was like in second grade and I had to move in with my grandmother to help the transition. She got me a hamster. I played with it. And then like a week and a half later, I remembered I had a hamster. Yeah, huh? It was dead.
Don't get me started on the hamster stuff.
Made me super sad at the time. And I don't know why my grandma didn't, you know, remind me that I have a hamster, that it needs food and water. That's not as fast. It's fascinating, Steve. I appreciate the email. 844-4WW-SHOW. I think these are great lessons that we can learn.
That's right. I think this isn't rejoicing in the death of an animal. This is sharing from our own experiences, maybe preventing you from going through the same thing. You know, if you can learn before the tragedy strikes, i.e. don't forget you have a hamster. I mean, I think that's 101, certainly.
Thanks to Philip, who says, the pet store told me that dwarf hamsters like being with each other. Turns out that's horribly wrong. On the bright side, I was left with the superior one since they fought to the death overnight.
Oh,
Oh, that's not funny. No. What was the aftermath? Do they eat each other? What do they do?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
You think hamsters are eating each other?
I can't imagine, but I didn't think they were fighting to the death either.
I picture with little knives.
I mean,
guns.
You've had a lot of hamsters, right, Chelsea? Yeah.
Yes.
Would you ever imagine that, you know, late at night when you're sleeping, that they're ripping each other limb from limb? Yes.
Maybe, because, you know, the ones that we've had, they love to party at night. We've had to move them out of rooms because they won't get off that wheel. It's like they're up doing speed or something. So they could be fighting to the death. Escaping. I'm catching them in the morning. They're in a closet.
Here's your opportunity to get that off your chest at 844-4WW-SHOW. You or someone you know has gone down that tragic path.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Listen, my family goes on vacation before me. Why? I don't know. They just did. So I'm going to catch up to them later. But they were gone less than 4 hours yesterday, and our fish had died. Now, just to be clear, I did nothing wrong. Okay. The fish requires very little care. I went out, I came back. Oh no. Fish has passed away under my watch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool Beans has made it very clear, by the way, those of you that are calling in to tell about how you intentionally offed an animal, you can save that for your blog. You know, when you go to prison
and you're
writing your memoirs. We don't want to hear that.
Your psychiatrist?
This is just, something, a fluke happened, and maybe we can help others learn from it, but hopefully in a lighthearted way, not your beginnings of serial killer life. That's not, we don't want your Jeffrey Dahmer moment.
Daniel, do you have a Dahmer? Daniel hung up.
No, he probably had one. Yeah, I was killing this animal once, and then, 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through to share your stories. Cautionary tales.
And Nina sends me a note on Facebook. She said, this was back in college. I thought it would be cool to have a pet mouse. It jumped off the coffee table and ran over under the sofa. So I grabbed one of my roommates and we went to lift the sofa. That's when it dropped out of her hands right onto my pet mouse. Not our finest moment. Who has a pet mouse, by the way, in college and thinks that cool?
He had a pet rat. Wilcox, I'm pointing to him, had a pet rat.
I did have a pet rat. Not in college. I was, like a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, something like that.
844-4WW-SHOW.
Rats are good pets, by the way.
Yeah.
On the spectrum of rodents as pets, I would put rats at the top of the food chain.
Would they fight each other to the death at night?
I only had one, so he didn't fight himself. Why are you punching yourself? Why are you punching yourself? No, he would just chew up the Kleenex box and hang out. That's what they do. But if that was a big treat for a rat. Put in a fresh Kleenex box, and that thing is a pile of rubble in like 15 minutes.
With the Kleenex in it? No, just the cardboard?
Once you've finished all the Kleenex, and instead of recycling or throwing away, you just put it in the rat's cage, and he just...
Never seen
that. That thing is just a pile of paper in like 30 seconds.
They don't do that trick at Chuck E. Cheese. That's the only rat I know.
They just chew through stuff. I mean, that's what rats do.
Okay.
Fun.
Yay.
844-4WW-SHOW. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on with Woody Wilcox. What's up, man?
So I got a great story about my father-in-law. Back when my wife was probably about 13 or so, they had a betta fish. And their dad thought it was cold, so he figured he'd warm him up on the stove and forgot about him until my brother-in-law walked in and saw this fish floating on top of bubbling water.
He thought he would warm him up on the stove?
No, I'm not buying it, Brian. I'm sorry.
I am dead serious. I am dead serious. And even if you met my father-in-law, you'd be like, yeah, I can see this happening. I am not lying. I am dead serious.
Was the microwave busy?
He went his all natural way, the gradual warming.
Cold. I tell the fish to put a sweater on. No. I'm going to put him on the stove and warm him up.
Well, I guess there's our first lesson. Don't put a fish on the stove.
That story made me, it made it worth it to get out of bed this morning. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
844-4WW-SHOW.
I'll allow that one. That doesn't feel serial killer-ish. That feels like a, I don't know, dumb father-in-law thing. So that one, I feel like, is in the wheelhouse. Justin, I feel like, is going to need to share his story. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good, man. What's your deal?
My sister had just gotten a kitten, and we were about to go on vacation, so we asked a family friend of ours to stay at the house and watch the animals and this new kitten that we got.
Sure.
So we get a call one morning, and I guess the kitten had crawled up into the recliner.
Oh, no.
And she reclined and no more kittens.
Oh.
Yeah, so now it's like a thing whenever we're home. If I recline the recliner and then close it, my family looks at me and is like, Justin, you got to check the recliner before you close it now.
Yeah, check for kittens.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Check that recliner for kittens first. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah, well, luckily, but that's a luckily good... we'd only had it for a little while, so it wasn't like a huge loss. My sister was pretty upset, but it's kind of a joke now. It's kind of a morbid joke, but it's a joke.
Well, and you know what? As much as some people would not think it was funny, that is a great lesson. That is something that, you know, could happen to a lot of people.
So what should you do?
Check the recliners, people.
Side of the recliner? Or?
I
mean,
I assume that there's a way to check it. I don't know. I'm not a recliner expert, but... Shake it up or knock on
clap or get some catnip in there.
Go get some kitty treats and lay them out in front and see if there's a cat that comes out.
These are all great answers, Woody. But I feel like there is a lesson to be learned there. We appreciate that. Thank you, man.
All right.
844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through to share the cautionary tale about you were in charge of an animal. Again. Keep them lighthearted.
Fun.
I mean, I realize it's not easy. That's a tough combination, animal dying and lighthearted. But there are ways, you know, that can be done.
Or just dumb stuff your father-in-law did. I'd be okay with that.
Right. That's correct.
Right. That's
just take true. A hard ride out of this.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Chelsea's not feeling good, so I don't know how much longer we can continue with this conversation. I mean, I thought it would be just a good lesson we could all learn from a few people's stories about when they were in charge, and a pet didn't make it. In this case, a fish. Within 3 hours of my wife and kids going on vacation, the family fish is no longer with us. I didn't do anything wrong. Fish just, you know, they have a short window. Let's face facts.
Right.
At least that's what I'm telling the family. And I know I didn't do anything wrong. So it's not... It's not the biggest of tragedies, but I knew it would be an opportunity for some folks to share their own stories and then we could all learn. I mean, these are important.
Matthew, you're on with Woody Wilcox. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? What's your story?
Well, when I was about 6 or 7 years old, my dad got me a turtle. He had found it out and about and had brought it in, and I had it for a while, but then I started to feel bad for it. You know, I felt like I had taken it away from its family, that kind of thing. I was young.
Sure.
So I decided to return it. Well, my dad wasn't paying any attention and saw me just walk off. Well, I returned it to a pond. Come to find out, when I came back to the house and told my dad about it, it was a tortoise, not a turtle.
Tortoise are land creatures. So if for those of you who are scratching your head, tortoises live on land, not in water.
So, I drowned it instead of taking it back to its family.
Now, see, that's a sad story, but that's what I'm talking about. That's a great lesson. A lot of people may not know the difference and not know that there's one that should not be submerged for an extended period of time, and you learned that one the hard way.
Did you have to hold
him? And your heart was in the right place. I mean, you were trying to do the right thing.
Do you have to hold him down, Matthew? Is that what it was? You're like, go home! Go to your home!
Oh, man.
No, it was just sort of like, well, I'm just going to sort of give you a small toss and, you know, walk away. I couldn't stand to watch him go, but at the same time, apparently it was just too far into the water and he couldn't get out.
Right.
My dad actually went down there and found him.
All right, I'm starting to feel like Chelsea now.
Again, I reiterate, that's a great lesson.
Yes, we appreciate you sharing it. Yes. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
844-4WW-SHOW. I'm going to take one more.
He didn't mention the cinder block that he had tied around the turtle.
Stop it. His heart. 844-4WW. One more. Can we try one more?
No, we can try one more.
David, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a story, as you probably can tell, as I start to tell it, come from the early 80s.
Okay.
I was in the military, the Navy, up in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. And I had a townhouse up there, and, you know, being young, and I was a rock and roll fan, I had a habit trail on my dresser at home.
Let me stop you right there, because you just said, being young and being a fan of rock and roll, I had a habit trail on my dresser. I don't necessarily see the connection, but I'm going to allow it, and we're going to keep going.
You'll get it here in a minute.
Okay.
I had four hamsters in it.
Okay.
The hamsters' names were Mick Mars, Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, and Nikki Sixx.
Okay.
They had the Motley Crue posters or anything all behind them in mirrors.
Sure. Yeah. Fantastic.
Tell me they had little leather pants, too.
Well, I also had a black cat, and it was a female, but her name was Sabbath, or Black Sabbath, I called her.
Okay.
Nice. And from time to time, I'd have to, you know, go on duty. I'd be gone for a day or two. And I had one of those big feeders that you fill up like a whole bag of food and big thing of water.
Right.
So she was always good for a day or two when I was gone.
Yep.
Well, one time I left and come back on the third day, and I didn't realize I had left my bedroom door open. And I come home, the habit trail's on the floor, and Motley Crue's gone. It was a joke on the ship, you know, that was on the Black Sabbath killed Motley Crue, or Motley Crue was killed by a pussy. Yeah.
That's the circle of life right there. Black Sabbath killing Motley Crue. There was just little shredded leather pants everywhere.
On the one poster behind it, we had it with a big Sharpie. We put rest in peace across
it. It's a nice touch. It's a nice
and
touch.
And gave way to habit trail. I figured I couldn't keep both hamster and the cat together.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your service, although the hamsters do not.
David, thanks for the call, man.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
I had a feeling that when we came into work today, we would hear the phrase, the habit trail was on the ground and Motley Crue was dead. I had a suspicion that we might hear that phrase today. I don't know how. I was in the Navy and I was a big rock and roll fan, so, you know, I had a habit trail on my dresser. What?
But it made
sense.
He had
two of my favorite sentences ever. We got to write these down. That's awesome. Chelsea, and you wanted to end this early.
Right.
We would have never heard from David.
844-4WW-SHOW. Actually, better yet, why not use the Fez line? It's our voicemail. It's always available. You can tell your story there. 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Said we were going to put it to bed. We were talking about the mishaps that happened when you were in charge of a family pet, or maybe just an animal in general. And I think it had gotten too much, so we were wrapping it up, honestly. But you're always welcome to share on any topic at any time on our voicemail, of course. And we call that the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200. And I thought this one was important to play back. So let's hear that.
So yesterday, I'm walking around the UNC Charlotte campus, and a little baby bunny comes hopping down the street towards me, just right down the middle of the street. So I go and try and shoo it into some grass, and it freaks out, jumps on top of a sewer grate, and gets stuck. And as I go over to grab it and put it back in the grass, it wiggles itself down into the sewer and just drops, and you can hear it thud in the bottom of the sewer. I learned not to try and save baby bunnies.
Yeah. I mean, sound lesson was learned there. He tried to do the right thing. He thought, oh my gosh, I want to help, but then realized that that's two stories in a row that when you try to help,
no good deed goes unpunished.
Nature just doesn't work in your favor.
Right.
They don't want your help. So you're either drowning a turtle or you're sending a bunny off to a...
It wasn't a turtle, it was a tortoise.
Right, sorry, a tortoise.
There's a difference.
So anyway, Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200 is the way that you can share your thoughts.
We're about to dive into a round of It Happened in Florida, where we give you three weird stories, and one of them happens in the Plywood State. And we do this, and when we get more information on a past It Happened in Florida story, I'd love to give it to you. We've had a rash lately of flights being diverted because of odd smells, right? Pretty new phenomenon, but it's happened a lot. And one that we just had recently, we got an update on. You remember the story we talked about where there was a flight that took off, not here in this country, but it was over in Spain, and it had to divert to Portugal because there were passengers passing out and vomiting due to one guy's smell? That man is no longer with us, as he has died. Turns out that he had necrotizing skin. You know, that necrotizing fasciitis, the skin-eating, I'm missing the words here, but he had that bacteria on his skin that was making him eat himself, basically, and was in the process of dying on that flight. He was a 58-year-old man who was on vacation in Spain and caught some sort of infection, was like, all right, I'm going to go home. They told him it was, quote, an ordinary beach infection. I don't know what that means because I've never heard that term before. So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to fly home and, you know, try and figure out what's going on. And it turns out he was smelling so bad that people were puking and passing out on the flight. This is the guy that they put him in the airplane bathroom and locked him in there to protect the other passengers.
Once you smell so bad that you're causing strangers to vomit, maybe a second opinion is in order. Maybe you don't have an ordinary, quote, beach infection, whatever that means.
Right. So if you're flying for the 4th of July holiday, go see your doctor. Make sure you don't have an ordinary beach infection just for the rest of us on the flight.
Well, that's a heartwarming tale. I might rather hear about a turtle drowning.
Tortoise. It was a tortoise.
We do have a round of it happen in Florida. We'll find out what that entails, what we can learn, and maybe get you in to compete as well. Next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we've got this round of it happen in Florida. I hesitate to use the word educational because when you say educational, then you think, well, it's not going to be fun. And I feel like it is going to be fun, but we are going to learn a few things. So, and if you'd like to compete, you can certainly do that at 844-4WW-SHOW. Distinguish the Florida story from the other two. They're all true. It's just that one of them happened in the Sunshine State, and you have to spot it first. Woody has story number one.
Quick question for you, Wilcox Chelsea. Let's say you spot a lump on your face. How long until you go get medical help for that lump on your face? A small lump.
A week.
I mean, a week.
I've had a few of those scenarios where I think, oh, I've just got like a zit or something, and then it persists.
Correct.
And grows to volcano size.
Let me change it
but
up
I've
for
never
you.
Gone to the doctor because, you know, every time, eventually it goes away.
Okay, what if that lump was itchy? Would that make you go to the doctor faster?
No.
What about if that lump was itchy and it was moving?
That's a different. I've never had one that's moving.
The 32-year-old woman waited 15 days after first noticing an itchy lump on her face that appeared to be moving. It was first below her left eye. 5 days later, it had moved to above her left eye. And then 10 days after that, it was in her upper lip.
Son bitch.
She documented these changes by taking selfies of herself and posting them onto social media.
Some sort of performance art?
Nope.
She didn't know what it was?
Nope, but she was asking, of course, the world's best medical help.
WebMD?
No, not WebMD. Your friends on social media, Chelsea.
She's not concerned that something in her face is moving. She's got something living in her face.
She caught the worm when she was bitten by a mosquito in a rural area. Usually only transmitted to animals. Somehow, she had a nematode in her face.
From a mosquito?
That's correct.
You know about my problems.
Usually affects dogs and cats, but mosquitoes can pick it up and carry it to people on occasion.
A mosquito transferred a worm into a woman's face, is what you just said.
That's a fact. It's a parasite, a cousin of the heartworm. Is it in Florida where she was bitten by a mosquito that was carrying a different parasite and she waited 15 days of moving itchy lump on her face before going to the doctor?
Story number two, I think when you look up It Happened in Florida story, the headline from story number two is the one that's there in the dictionary. And I quote, man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at adult entertainment store.
Wait, what?
I say, man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at adult entertainment store. Story number two comes to us from a particular state that remains nameless at this point, but it started when a woman called the police because she woke up in her bedroom to find a man eating frosted flakes at the foot of her bed. The woman described the man as tall, thin, and white, wearing a gray shirt. She told the police that when she woke up startled to see the man eating frosted flakes at the foot of her bed, he said, hi, and then walked out of the room. Now, it sounds creepy. The good news is he did not touch the woman. He did not steal anything. Of course, the police showed up. They then realized that it was the same man that they had been alerted to who had been spotted sleeping in a viewing area at an adult entertainment store.
A viewing area?
That's right, yes. Chelsea.
They have an area?
That's right.
Some of them do.
Some of them have a viewing area, Chelsea.
You gotta buy tokens.
It is frowned upon for you to be sleeping in the viewing area. You're doing it wrong is the way I would phrase that, although cheaper than a hotel.
So comfortable in there.
Man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at an adult entertainment store. Is it Florida is my question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story is a sad tale of a woman attacking her boyfriend with three separate weapons. Good news is the 38-year-old is now behind bars. The reason it's an It Happened in Florida story is she started with the first weapon, which was a cat, escalated to pillow, and then tried to finish off her boyfriend with a couch cushion. And that's when he's like, nobody goes couch cushion on me. I'm calling the cops.
You're saying that was a progression of weapons used?
That's correct.
You started with the cat? I mean, cat's the finisher.
I would figure that
you go cushion, pillow, cat. You don't go cat, pillow, cushion.
I agree that's with you.
Bush League.
She started the argument by throwing the cat at her boyfriend's lap he sat on the couch.
Nope.
She then retreated to the bedroom and got a pillow and then struck him about the head and shoulders multiple times before finally removing a couch cushion that he was sitting next to and hitting him with that. For me...
What is this, amateur hour?
Right. You always go pillow, cushion, cat. Never cat, pillow, cushion. Was it in Florida where there was more cushion for the pushing?
All right. Oh, that's enough.
And he jerked him off.
Stop it.
The whole story so you could say that.
Jed.
God help you and those who listen.
All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the plywood state?
You know, I got to be honest. The first two sound so obviously Florida that they kind of canceled each other out. I got to go for the third one.
You're going to go story number three. Really?
Yeah, I got to. The first two just seemed so obvious that it's not going to be it. Mm. I think it's a little...
Look at that. I like it, Jed. Nice way to think it through. Yes. Story number three, Niceville, Florida is where the woman went cat pillow cushion.
And the man who went frosted flakes after passing out at an adult entertainment store. Ohio is where that one went down. Sylvania Township, Ohio, which is near Toledo, I'm told.
And if you've got an itchy moving lump under your skin and you wait 15 days before going to see a doctor. Chelsea, go ahead and take a look at these photos.
I won't. I can't do it.
No, just look right here. You see this? That's the lump under her eye, above her eye. That's what her lip looked like. And that's the worm that they pulled out.
That lip.
I'm going to post this on the Woody and Wilcox.
Cool beans, we're going to need you to grab that lip from Chelsea.
Russia is where that one went down. So.
Can we tweet that out?
Absolutely.
At Woody and Wilcox, we'll get that story out to you.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
If you just joined us, Woody had a story on It Happened in Florida about a woman who had a lump beneath her skin. And it was itchy and it bothered her, but for 15 days, she did not see a doctor.
It was itchy and it was moving under her skin.
Right. I hadn't gotten to that part yet, but then obviously at some point when you have something itchy and moving under your skin, it's probably a good bet that you should see a professional. And in this case, I mean a professional doctor. we have since posted those photos, so if you've never seen that sort of thing, at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. Chelsea, you're going to want to take a look at that.
No.
This is a learning experience for all of us, and it reminded me as I started poking around on the internet about a story that had popped up in February of this year about a couple that both ended up having worms beneath their skin on their feet that they had gotten when they took a vacation in the Dominican Republic. These were Canadians. Who had gone to the Dominican for a vacation and then ended up getting sort of itchiness in their feet and come to find out that they had worms in their feet.
Oh!
I posted that story along with a photo. I hope you've had lunch and maybe next week's lunch and or breakfast and are never going to eat again because this photo is what I'd label as disturbing.
I can't look at it. You're trying to kill me daily with these stories.
Well, but I mean, Chelsea, I'm trying to help.
Well,
you may have a beach vacation planned and you didn't know that this could happen.
You want me to wear those water shoes everywhere? No.
I'm not sure how to prevent it is the only problem. So you're right. I guess in the sense that I'm trying to help you, but I'm not giving you a solution.
No, you're just giving me a new thing to freak out about.
They went to the beach and then 4 days later, their feet started itching and then got painful and then eventually had swelling and blisters. To the point that eventually the pain became so intense they could not put on socks or shoes and needed crutches to walk.
That the picture that looks like a Frankenstein, like you can see veins in there. What's that bubble?
After multiple visits to the hospital, this Canadian couple, again, who had gone to the Dominican, was diagnosed with cutaneous larva migrans. Caused by hookworm larvae that, quote, probably entered their skin while they were barefoot on the beach at Punta Cana.
Justin emailing in Woody at iHeartMedia. If you've ever taken a zoology class, you'd be terrified to go outside at all. You'd be surprised the organisms that live in your yard that you can get potentially just from walking barefoot outside. Want to see some really scary stuff? Just Google worms you can get from visiting Africa.
Right. No. Well, yeah.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, especially if you can't prevent it.
By the way, these people are fine. There is treatment for this sort of thing. So while it looks horrible, apparently you can be fixed. If I may use that expression.
But you're damaged on the inside after this, right? Psychologically, are you ever walking on the beach barefoot again?
They do say that the answer is to wear shoes. So if you're looking to how you can avoid this sort of thing, and Chelsea, I've been a longtime proponent. You know me. I don't have a lot of foot meat.
Right.
And I'm one of those outliers. A lot of people love to be barefoot. Man, that's like, I can't wait to get home and kick off my shoes. I hate it. And I wish I didn't hate it. I'm not saying this as a holier than thou thing. I can't go barefoot. It's a problem. However, in rare instances, I win. And here's one of them.
Okay. You're not in Punta Cana.
Nope. But you just heard it. You could get them in your yard, according to the guy on the internet. And I believe the guy on the internet. Okay. He took a zoology class.
I trust Justin.
So just trying to help you. Summertime's here. Maybe you're taking a trip. Shoes are your friend. If I've said that once, I've said it a million times. I think I saw that on a fortune cookie.
You can see the pictures that Wilcox is talking about. Follow us on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox. And I posted the picture and a link to the story of the woman who had the itchy moving lump on her face. The picture of her lip is like, why you didn't immediately go to the hospital 15 days she waited. You can see them on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page.
Earlier on the show, we had comedian Rodman on. He was the winner of Last Comic Standing a couple of seasons back. I want to play some of that audio for you. Funny dude, interesting guy. Plus, the word tangeloaf was used. I still swear that is not a thing, but he says it is a thing. I'll play that audio and you'll find out why coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn today on the Woody and Wilcox Show?
Nothing.
That's not really true. We learned the phrase tangeloaf.
Yeah.
Comedian Rodman claims that that's a type of orange. I think he's added an F in there, but I love it and will forever be known as a tangeloaf to me. We learned that a lot of people have had some negative experiences when they were left to care for an animal. I revealed that my family has gone on vacation without me, and within the first 3 hours, the fish had died. It wasn't my fault, and I do want to reiterate that, but it doesn't look good when it's on your watch. We also had a guy call in sort of in that vein and said this exact phrase. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. And I quote, I was young. I was in the Navy. I love rock and roll. So obviously I had a habit trail on my dresser. That's a great sentence, first of all. Second of all, it apparently led us down the path of what a habit trail is, because Chelsea had never heard of a habit trail. I didn't realize that was a...
But I have one, so you described right, it, and I know.
It's a term, I guess, from the 80s, which I didn't realize was time-sensitive. By the way, same caller also used this phrase. Came home, habit trail was on the ground, and Motley Crue was dead.
The podcast.
You had to be here for that, but it'll make more sense when I tell you that he named his hamsters after the guys in Motley Crue. Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio is where you can find that and everything else. We heard from a guy who tried to rescue a stray rabbit, and ultimately he led to it dying an untimely death that it wouldn't have had happen if he hadn't have tried to be friendly to it. Let that be a lesson to you. We found out that in some places you can call 911 for a bad reason up to 117 times. But on that 118th time, they're going to come and get you. Now, we've long been proponents that you should not use the 911 system for anything that it is not intended for. But some people don't get that lesson. We also found a little bit more about that guy who showed up on the runway at the airport in Atlanta when a plane was taxiing from the runway and just approached it. He apparently had jumped over a fence and, among other things, was doing sit-ups on the tarmac in his underwear. Because Atlanta. I don't think you need any more than that.
Yep.
So many good things learned on the show today, and I won't go through them all, but I will say, if you see something moving under your skin, you may have a worm. Follow along at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. Same on Instagram, by the way. Of course, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Lots of information and photos from today's show up there now as we speak. Inter Dave, is there anything you feel like you ought to add? Because I feel like we haven't given you a chance to say much today. Want to put a cap on the show for us, Dave?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.